Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 13th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning we prepare these messages with the goal of encouraging others. Today's message is a Father's Day message entitled, A Father's Love. The scripture text is from Luke chapter 8, 41 and 42.
Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl about 12, was dying.
This weekend we recognize fathers here in America on a day we call Father's Day. What a blessing it is to have experienced a father's love. My dad's been gone now almost 10 years, but recollections of his love abound in my memory bank. However, we realize many reading this have an assurance of their father's love, but we are aware that not everyone does. But we can all have a deep assurance of our Heavenly Father's love.
Harriet Beecher Stowe, famous for her novel Uncle Tom's Cabin, was the daughter of a famous pastor, Lyman Beecher, in the 1800s. She dedicated her life wholly to Christ at the tender age of 14 after listening to her father preach one Sunday morning. She writes it like this: As soon as my father came home and was seated in his study, I went up to him and fell in his arms, saying, Father, I have given myself to Jesus and he has taken me. I shall never forget the expression on his face as he looked down into my earnest, childish eyes. Is that so? He said, holding me silent to his heart as I felt the hot tears fall on my head. Godly fathers care deeply for their child's physical health, but most especially for their spiritual health. The Sunday afternoon that Harriet wrapped her arms around her father and told of her surrender to Christ, his response as her loving, concerned dad surpassed that of his role as her pastor. There is no doubt that Harriet's father had prayed for this day to be a reality in the life of his precious daughter.
Jairus is one of my favorite dads mentioned in the Bible. He's not well known and is only referenced in Scripture in Mark and Luke, with the story today's text is taken from. Although he had a leadership role in the synagogue, his role as a loving dad took prominence in the brief scriptural story written about him. I don't know how many children he had, but he had just one daughter, a 12-year-old, and she was dying, and he loved her.
Help was desperately needed, and Jairus, likely overcoming religious pride and prejudice due to his position, went to the right person. The story has several elements essential to fathering, but let's consider just one. Jairus was desperate to get help for his daughter. He came to the master and, quote, fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, end quote.
Our world is sick and dying. Sin and wickedness abounds. And our children are at the edge of a slippery precipice. And they're flooded with appeals to jump.
The same desperation observed in Jairus pleading with Jesus on behalf of his daughter needs to be demonstrated by caring fathers today. His daughter was dying physically, and Jairus needed Christ to intercede. Today, our children face a spiritual onslaught from the one whom Jesus said comes to only to kill and steal and destroy. We desperately need Christ to intercede for the hearts of our children.
Dads, today, let's follow the example of Jairus. Critical problems demand a serious response. Let's boldly stand up, persevere, and fight the spiritual battle for the lives of our children, and of course for many of you grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me so much that you willingly gave your one and only Son to die for me. The price Jesus paid for my sin was the greatest demonstration of love possible. Help me as a parent to be motivated by Christ's unwavering devotion toward me as I love my children unconditionally and completely. When I'm discouraged and feel like giving up, help me to trust you even more, not looking to the circumstances or dwelling on the undesirable behavior of my child, but rather looking to you, the miracle worker. Just when I think there is no hope, you do the impossible. Keep me earnest in prayer and faithful in hope for my children. In the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. We once again have a beautiful but projected to be very hot day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And for the first time this summer, we've closed the drapes that prohibit our view out upon the beautiful outdoors just to keep the room a little cooler. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have several songs up that we believe reinforce the message, several dealing with the Heavenly Father's love, and then a couple that have touched our hearts through the years, Butterfly Kisses, and one called Let Them Be Little, that are not necessarily Christian songs, although I think Butterfly Kisses is. Are you nodding, Brooksine?
It's
written by a Christian author. Yeah. The other, I think, is more of a country tune, but what a neat sentiment expressed in the song, Let Them Be Little. We also have several photos up today. A photo of a beautiful cart yesterday, a wagon we found near Hershey with flowers on it. And this part of the scenes from our neck of the woods. And today we also have a photo of both our fathers up. Both of them are deceased. My dad for almost 10 years right now, and your dad for what, about 8, Brooksine? And both of them holding a steer. A steer is a little older with Brooksine's dad in that picture. But we honor our dads today, even though they are now both, thankfully, with the Lord. The website, again, is dailyencouragement.net. Again, this is the message we've prepared and are sharing and podcasting this Friday morning, June 13th, 2008. Have a blessed Father's Day. Be encouraged and stay faithful to Christ.